This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After weeks of wrangling and infighting and a marathon Votorama session over proposed cuts to Medicaid, Senate Republicans a short time ago passing the massive budget package.
On this vote, the yeas are 50. The nays are 50.
The vote, mostly along party lines, Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
After a marathon voting session that lasted more than 26 hours, the Senate passed the massive measure by the slimmest of margins. Three GOP senators voted against it, but Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote in favor. The bill now goes back to the House, where conservatives and moderates have their own issues with some of the changes that have been made by the Senate, including a $5 trillion increase in the debt ceiling and a Congressional Budget Office price tag in excess of $3 trillion.
President Trump championing the mega bill he calls the Big Beautiful Bill that advances his domestic agenda. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers have agreed on a new budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Child Care Counts is the government subsidy program that's helped providers stay afloat for years. A survey showed without that money, a quarter of child care centers across Wisconsin could close. The budget deal technically allows Child Care Counts to end while starting new initiatives and new payments to providers. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She was hoping for something like this.
I have never felt this level of optimism about childcare, and I think that feels good. It feels like people are listening to advocates. They're listening to parents who are calling and saying, I'm in a crisis and I can't do this.
The plan also includes a $1.3 billion tax cut, increased funding for the UW system, more money for infrastructure and roads, and increases for special ed reimbursement rates. The budget deal is set to go to the full legislature for a vote tomorrow, and Republican leaders say they have the votes, even though a few Republicans in the Senate have said they wouldn't support the budget. After it gets approval from lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers would have 10 business days to sign it. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The full legislature will vote on the bill tomorrow. Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over five dozen literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks wave goodbye to Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Basketball. Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks. ESPN reporting, after two seasons, the Bucks have waived Lillard, and they will stretch out the payments on his remaining $113 million contract. Today, they've acquired Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. Turner has agreed to a four-year, $107 million deal with the Bucks, plus a player option in 2028. Damian Lillard, who first suffered a blood clot, then a season-ending torn Achilles, will be out for nearly a year rehabilitating that injury. Other changes? After seven seasons, Brook Lopez, no longer the center of the Bucks, he signs a two-year deal worth $18 million with the LA Clippers. The Bucks, however, bringing back guards Gary Trent Jr. and Kevin Porter on two-year deals, and forward Taurean Prince on a two-year contract as well. Again, the Bucks releasing Damian Lillard and signing Miles Turner from the Pacers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. a lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, State Representative Angela Stroud on Republicans supporting lead waterline removal in Superior if they can stick taxpayers with most of the bill.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Eagle, 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to our show. And now it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And on the line now is, in fact, my dad playing the role of my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
Well, listen, at my age, the fact that I'm doing anything is a good thing.
We had your 90th birthday recently. You have kindly professed the fiction. It was its own pretty good story, Pop, because you found out about it. And we put on two surprise parties in the hopes the second one would, in fact, fool you, or rather that the first one would mislead you enough that the second one could fool you. You have said...
And it worked. It worked this, like a charm.
This is what you've said, and other people have saw your facial expressions and believe that is true. I am still skeptical. I think you still might be knowing the work we put into it, and it was a large amount of work, an irrational expenditure of energy, that I think that you were trying to make us feel... There's still a risk in my mind. You're just trying to let us feel good about
it. You really need to let that go. This is a matter I am telling you. You pulled off a total surprise on Sunday.
So, I will tell the brief story.
The cherry on top of the sundae was taking your cousin to the airport. There was just absolutely no thought in my mind at all that Saturday night had not been all there was.
So I will explain. So 90 is a large number. Okay, I believe that Dad's got a lot more years in him. We sometimes argue about this. I want to be ready for a longer life so he doesn't fail to take. Dad, I'm talking about you as if you're not in the room. I guess you're not in the room. That you will take advantage of the years you have left. And so wanted to celebrate your life while you are still with us to celebrate it. And we planned and we're planning a surprise party. That surprise party got moved from your actual birthday Saturday to Sunday because of a funeral of a Democratic activist and friend of ours happened on Saturday, R.I.P. Moses Ross. And then I reached out to a longtime friend of yours, part of a men's group that you've been part of for a long time, who emailed out to the men's group about, and I'd asked him to do this, to say, you know, invite some of these folks to Dad's surprise party. Not the same generation, I don't know them very well. And he did email that group. He failed to recognize immediately that you were on that list. On that email list. So you received an email that said Joe Smith's 90th surprise birthday party on Sunday. So then what we did was we created an additional ruse where we planned hastily a Saturday party. And we had this same guy send out a new email saying, the date of the party has changed from Sunday to Saturday on his actual birthday because the in-town family members, the out-of-town family members who are in town for the party, were going to have to leave on Sunday. So that was also part of the new ruse. And so then we planned and executed a smaller surprise-ish party on Saturday evening. Then on Sunday, we did in fact have Dad give a ride to the airport. I joined in the car to take my cousin, about the same age, Dennis, he's an accountant, to the airport to say goodbye to him. This was the time, this was the hour, 20 plus minutes there, 20 plus minutes back, 45 minutes to an hour, that we had for people to arrive to the house without Dad seeing it. When he got back, I said, hey, let's come over and watch a ball game. One reason I think that the surprise might have worked, well, I think you might not just be lying to me, is you had not combed your hair and you had not chosen a sweatshirt different than the one I think that you'd worn to sleep. So when you showed up, you seemed somewhat oblivious when then there was a stream of people, somewhat surprised, somewhat confused, when a stream of people came downstairs clapping and chanting and singing happy birthday to you and surrounding you. And it was a neat moment. I hope that it did in fact fulfill all the genuineness of the love that we do share for you.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know how I can persuade you, but the fact that I was wearing my sweats, because that's what I wear when I exercise in the morning, the fact that I had not combed my hair, the fact that I had not shaved my puss, good evidence that I was not expecting 75 or more people to come streaming into the living room.
Well, Dad, it was nice to celebrate your birthday with you. This is a show we talk about the news.
Business at hand.
Yes.
Because I have a shout out.
All right. Shout it out now. We used to have music. Now what we have is me. You're welcome, and I apologize. Go ahead, Pop.
I'm shouting out for Senator Thomas Tillis of North Carolina, whose integrity did not permit him to swallow his integrity and vote for the monstrosity that was passed just in the last hour or so. And I want to talk just a little bit. I know you've talked a little bit already, but on the vote, there were three Republicans who voted against it. Tillis as principal, Rand Paul as principal, very different principal. He was concerned that it didn't cut spending enough. And Collins, who voted against it because she is running next year. And I am reminded of Harry Reid's comment about Susan Collins. He said, she is always a good vote when it is not needed. And I strongly suspect that had they not known that the vice president could break the tie, which turned out to be on the vote.
No, they told her to vote no. Like for sure, they did the vote count. They wanted to make sure she voted yes on the procedural motion because they wanted to make sure they actually could get through that, and they needed it on the procedural motion, but they didn't need it on the merits, and so they had her vote no so that she can't be bashed about this thing. They didn't give Lisa Murkowski the same grace. So, yeah, it passes 50-50 with a tiebreaker.
Murkowski showed she can be bought. That's all there is to it.
Yeah,
she got some neat stuff for whalers. She got some nice goodies for Alaska. She just showed she can be bought.
Yeah, bought and threatened. Right, carrot and stick.
And while we're talking about it, it's going to be interesting to see what Elon Musk does in following through on his announcement that he is going to do everything he can to defeat any member of Congress who voted for the bill in next year's primary. While we're talking about Musk.
But here, I want to pause there, because I saw it too. But his concern should give no succor. His concerns, like those of Rand Paul, should give no comfort, because his concern was, I mean, some of it was, of course, that they gutted funding for electric vehicles and while still subsidizing coal and fossil fuels. But some of his concern is that he would have wanted them to do worse. And this is the thing I want to say. In moments like this, when we're doing counts, when we're thinking Republicans and Democrats, what we need is a nationwide increase in compassion and a nationwide increase in the commitment to doing things a little bit together. If we just think, we had a libertarian call in just a moment ago who loved Peace Corps, not a libertarian program, by the way, didn't just happen. It wasn't done by Invisible Ghosts or Adam Smith. That we need a broader shared commitment to the common thing. But go ahead, Dad.
We're talking about Musk. There are reports that through Doge, he has been given access to a lot of trade secrets and a lot of stuff that on his competitors that he really has no business having, which it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I was interested in what the Catholic bishops had to say about the awful bill. They submitted two statements, both opposing the bill, but one opposing strong. One said the good things in the bill about abortion and about marriage, which, of course, in my view, are not good things in the bill at all. But still, they were against it because it's just bad for people. And then there was another group that
because the Bible actually says we should take care of the sick and actually heal the poor, and it doesn't say any of the things that Mike Johnson seems to say, and it says a lot of the things that he seems to forget. An entire movement that has taken Southern theocracy that was also somehow able to be in favor of slavery and put it to this century.
While we're talking about the religious side of the bill, I think it's worth mentioning that Jimmy Swaggart passed this morning.
Take a break just 1 second, Pop. Take one breath, Pop.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. Respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over half, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, visible signs of aging. I had terrible leg cramps last night. Freaked out my wife. That's why millions have turned to this breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that is helping men and women. Significantly strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance. Feel real results in as few as 14 days. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom. With over 5 million jars sold, over 8 million five-star reviews, and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to getnativepath.com/THOM right now. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging. All right, Pop, you got another story for us?
Yes. We're talking about media and news. And Diddy Kuhn's trial is another example of something that really isn't important, but has become big news because of the media. Very significant is what is not news. During the 12 days since the Iran raids, they've almost gone silent on what's happening in Gaza, not reporting that almost every day in Gaza, Palestinians have been murdered by IDF when they were trying to get to food that was coming in because people are starving in Gaza. And the media kind of went silent on that because the Iran raids took the place of what needed to be reported on the Middle East. So, and while we're talking about...
Let's put this in perspective. I haven't said this. I didn't say this yesterday. Think about the government right now. Think about the president right now. Think about the Congress right now. Think about the Republican Party right now. That is right now, just recently, bombed a country... and now just took food away from veterans, kids, and seniors. Like, these are the decisions that are being made. And when I say there needs to be a little boost in compassion, a little boost of truth within government, I don't think I'm overstating it. But go ahead, Dad.
Also, on the legal front, the SCOTUS opinion giving parents the right to pull their kids from class if there's going to be a story that involves LGBTQ in any way.
It can be hard to say. There's more letters now, but go on.
I'm wondering what next, what if a parent wants to pull their kids because teaching evolution conflicts with their conviction
that science was real?
Years old. Can you pull them for that?
It's a good question.
Well, really, it's going to be interesting how that plays out, because I would suspect that might be the next thing that some parent tries to do.
Yeah.
And in lawsuits, a couple of really interesting lawsuits. One.
We got 90 Governor seconds, Newsom, by the way, Pop.
Governor Newsom suing Fox. Looks to me like he has a really good case on the facts. He, of course, as a governor, he has to show that. he has a harder burden than you or I would have if we were suing somebody for slandering us. But it doesn't seem there any question that they accused him of lying, and it would look like he electronically is going to be able to prove that he was not lying. So that might wind up giving him a nice retirement. But the other case that is interesting, and I would like to hear as a magna cum laude graduate of Harvard Law School and a former clerk for a federal judge, DDT is suing Los Angeles, saying that they are getting in the way of ICE enforcement. And I'm trying to figure out what is the result if they win? What do they get? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you dazzled me with your compliments, and I lost the thread. What is the consequence to whom for doing what?
Trump is suing the city of Los Angeles for getting in the way of ICE.
Yeah. They just want an injunction.
What exactly it is that he expects the court to do that the court has any ability to enforce?
He wants an injunction. He wants a legal order telling the local government that they can't do what he doesn't want them to do. And he is trusting in the Democratic movements, capital D Democratic movements, commitment to law and order and their commitment to doing what courts ask to do, even if he doesn't do the same thing. That's my take. I don't know if you have a final word, but we do have about 45 seconds, Pop. So if you have another story, otherwise it's time for Straw in the Wind.
Well, I think it's worth mentioning, maybe not significant, but you know, of course, who Shohei Ohtani is, the Japanese ball player. He's pitching again. And he threw a pitch day before yesterday.
101.9 miles an hour.
101.7.
Oh, I gave him 0.2 extra.
101.7. I can remember when they speculated that Bob Feller could throw it for 100. Now there are lots of them throwing for 100.
A lot of them throwing for 100. And now, Dad, it's time for Like a Straw in the Wind. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Dad.
Straw in the Wind, PGE, the provider of electricity, is replacing bad wind solar systems, or rather wind production systems, with solar rather than natural gas or coal. That seems to me to be a very significant straw in the wind.
Pop, I love you a bunch. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
To you, and I understand we're going to be back on Thursday.
Good plug.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And we'll be back with your calls in a speed round here on the Tom Hartman Show.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by...
Today is the deadline for the state legislature to wrap up work on the budget. If they don't get it done today, the state will continue operating under the previous budget. Representative Travis Tranel chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. He's watching a lot of moving parts. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Monday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Travis says while the state budget negotiations continue to take center stage on Capitol Hill, there are other bills moving through the Agriculture Committee to watch, one of which is how to restrict foreign adversaries from owning land. Travis tells us the perfect bill comes down to the right wordsmithing so that Wisconsin doesn't restrict international partners.
We do have a lot of partnerships with other countries where they do own significant agricultural assets in this country. Canada, for example, they own some processing in Wisconsin, amongst other assets. The United States also has substantial agricultural interests in some of these other countries. In order to prevent a tit for tat, which we've kind of seen with the tariff wars, we have to figure out how we can avoid that. We want to make sure that we find a clear and concise way where we can say our foreign adversaries, they don't own any part of U.S. agriculture.
That's where the wordsmithing comes in. Representative Travis Tranel joining us, the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee. We'll take a look at midday markets after this.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Commodity markets are trading higher midday on a Monday, but take that with a grain of salt. The acreage and grain stocks report are scheduled to come out today from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That could shake things up this afternoon. From Chicago, December new crop corn is up 0.75 cents at 4.27¾. November new crop soybeans are 13 cents higher at 10.37¾. And July new crop wheat is trading 4¾ cents higher at 5.29½. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65. Sunshine for Wednesday, a high around 87. A few showers and storms Wednesday night, otherwise a low around 66. Slight chance of a storm Thursday, 87. Right now, it's 80.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
If you're a homeowner, you got to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property, and you won't even know until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we are partnering with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why we trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like we do. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. And we are back. Let's go straight to your calls to do a speed round. I want to go straight to Joe from Seattle, Washington, who's got some numbers and expected outcomes of the BBB, of what I'm calling historically horrible bill, just passed by the U.S. Senate 50-50 with a tie-breaking vote by J.D. Vance. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Hey, thank you, Jeff, for being with us today. And thank you for having your father with us. He's great. Hey, all of this in my mind was the beginning of this whole ordeal was under the Bush and Dick Cheney with the Patriot Act. Once that was enacted, that stripped away our Bill of Rights in the Constitution. And as far as numbers are concerned, we have 326.7 million people in America. 56 million of them happen to be seniors. By this bill being passed, it's definitely in a lot of our minds the point of extermination of that group of people. How do you feel about that?
I feel horrible about it. As I said, I think this is one of the worst pieces of legislation that has ever been passed through the U.S. Congress. It hasn't been all the way passed, but I suspect they'll hit their target before the 4th. They'll figure out the difference between the House and Senate bill. They'll find some compromise, and there is no indication to me that the vote count will change. I don't think Lisa Murkowski is able to stand strong to be the vote that kills the bill and sacrifice her political career. I just don't think she has it in her, and I think that's the story of where we are in the country. But, Joe, thanks so much for your call. And that we're going to take that straight to Ivan from El Paso. Go ahead, Ivan.
Thank you very much, sir, for having me on the line. That's the first time talking to with you. And
welcome.
Also, thank you so much. And today was my first call to the Congress switchboard. Mm-hmm. And I learned that every call can choose either Congress or senator to choose to tell them to vote to whatever they think, either for or against. Today was the first time that I called to my congresswoman, Veronica Escobar, representing from El Paso, and I tell them to her staff to vote against that bill, that horrible bill, because it's going to leave this country not only sick, but also in a huge debt that's going to be way too hard to get out of it very soon.
It's going to be a disaster. And Ivan, thank you so much. And I want to say something about calling members of Congress. This came up yesterday, and thank you, Ivan, so much for calling. It wasn't too scary, right? We did okay. You did great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not.
Yeah, it's good because, like I said, I learned it from the call that I made it a few hours ago.
Yep.
And they can choose whatever the whoever Congress or senator and tell them. And my message to all the listeners who are listening to this program right now, to keep on calling to the Capitol switchboard.
Yep.
To keep on calling and tell them if you are conscious enough, tell them to the Congress, because I heard that it's going to get back to the Congress in a few hours.
Yep.
For the vote.
Yep.
And tell them, please.
Call right now. I agree. Thank you.
Call right now.
Thank you, Ivan. I appreciate that. And I want to say that it came up yesterday. Somebody asked, well, does it matter when we call Congress? I think it does. Now, if I had to rank applications of time and energy to where they have the highest impact, calling Congress would be somewhere in the middle, right? I shared yesterday that my highest and best use maybe in my life was organizing what turned out to be hundreds and thousands of people, not hundreds of thousands to be clear, hundreds and thousands, to register voters and to knock on doors in swing districts for legislative candidates to help turn a legislative chamber, which has been a gift that's kept on giving in my state. Okay, that was my highest and best use, probably the most important work I ever did. So I put that pretty darn high. I think building infrastructure that lasts, I put pretty darn high. Building media organizations, I put pretty darn high. Donating to really targeted things, I put that pretty high. Leaving in our will to pro-democracy social justice infrastructure, not just fighting for scraps, they actually have the muscle and resource to wage the good fight for democracy and for social justice, I put that pretty high. Calling Congress is something we can do. I put it somewhere in the middle. But here's why I defend it, why I advocate for it, but I think people should, and it's easy to find the numbers online, go ahead and do it, call the Capitol switchboard. I can actually say it out loud, do call, and here's why. I'm going to say some practical things, I'm going to say kind of a woo-woo thing. I'm going to say something that's maybe not my typical personality, which is kind of feet on the ground and relatively mainstream tastes. First of all, imagine what happens if the switchboard doesn't light up. Imagine the signal that it sends to Lisa Murkowski. Now we need to call the House, to be clear. But imagine to those swing district House members who are on the fence a little bit, or who aren't on the fence. They've decided they've got to vote for it, otherwise they're going to get primary. And they already know what the vote count's going to be. And Mike Johnson's got the votes whipped up, and it's going to pass, and it's all figured out. But imagine you're one of those members, and nobody calls to complain. Nobody says it's not okay. Imagine you're one of the Democratic members who's voting no and nobody calls to encourage that vote. What's the impact on you? What's the impact on the staff? What's the impact on that member? Like, oh, I guess maybe people aren't paying attention. I guess people don't care. I guess it's not as bad as we think. And that doesn't necessarily change the vote count, but it does change the energy in the office. It does change the energy of that member. I think about it a little bit. Years ago, I coached basketball, and I would work the refs. Better coaches than I work the refs. You don't work the refs necessarily because you don't complain after a call because you think they're going to go back. Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm going to change the call I just made. That never happens. I mean, you know, now you can give your little signal to the NBA. You can throw your flag, your beanbag if in the NFL and get a review. But generally speaking, complaining doesn't change the decision that has been made. But it does make sure that that decision is remembered, that decision has costs, that energy is sort of captured. And I do think, and here's the woo-woo part, I do think that energy of resistance spreads. When you offer your ripple of hope, to use the real RFK line, when you offer your little droplet, when you send a little bit of message that this is not okay, that somebody hears it. The person on the other end of the line hears it. The person in your family or friends that you say, I did that, they hear it. And that helps give them a little more courage, a little more pause. It helps them pay attention. What's happened in the country is attention has been bundled up and owned and occupied by a very few number of people. Media has consolidated. Social media is owned by media oligarchs, tech media oligarchs. And that attention has become capitalized and shifted and controlled and focused away from compassion, away from truth, away from democracy. And we are in a fight for attention. And everything we can do to shout our barbaric yawp, to whistle our more hopeful song, to say to Congress, this is not okay. Somebody hears it. And we need many more people saying, this is not okay.
many more people every day saying this is not okay because somebody will hear it, including that young staffer who will log the call, who will wonder for a second, oh, wait a minute, am I on the wrong team? Because, yeah, kid, you joined the wrong team. And they need to be told. We need to share. We need to be heard. Not because I think the referee is going to change their mind, but because they might change their mind the next time. Or they might rethink their strategy the next time. Or that person on the end of the line might in the next staff meeting say, well, wait, maybe we should cut healthcare for a few fewer people. Maybe we should take food out of the mouths of a few fewer people. Maybe we should be a little bit less brutal. Maybe we should be a little less greedy. Maybe we should be a little bit less cruel and mean. Maybe we should share just a little bit more compassion because people are watching and people care. And how do we know they're watching? And how do we know that they care? Because we hear them. So it is worth calling Congress because you need to do something and because somebody needs to hear something because it's not okay. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You are listening to Tom Hartman. Thanks for doing that. We will be right back.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. as Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Tell us the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, your night creams, your eye creams, your neck creams, your wrinkle creams, your dark spot creams. It's made in the USA. With the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom. And we are back. Let's do speed round, clear the board. That means we have a couple lines filled, 202-808-9925. Let's go to Roger from Seattle. You win the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a proud supporter of KBCS, or one of the many public radio stations in this area. I was originally going to talk about how the Doge people might be beholden to New York people, but I wanted to go to a thing that one of your previous callers talked about, Joseph Campbell, and you were nice enough to draw the link to the late Bill Moyers,
sure, whose
obituary was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
But in as a spiritual director, Joseph Campbell, I think, did Hollywood and the rest of the United States, your Americans who speak English, a big favor in trying to show us that we all are in this together. I don't know if you are as interested in spirituality as Tom, but we've had a few conversations on that. So if you ever have heard of Aldous Huxley,
sure,
and his perennial wisdom philosophy back in the early 1900s, I think Joseph Campbell did a great service in modernizing that by publicizing not only Star Wars and some of the spiritual types of interviews that he gave to Bill Moyers. So if you want me to go on with my original thing, I can tie that in to Joseph Campbell. But
if you have a quick point.
I know that sometimes on the weekdays, you guys, you and Tom like to limit it to a minute and a half. So I wanted to try to get that in before.
No, I appreciate that, Roger. There have been some people, because we did news, and a bunch of people who have been waiting. I do want to get to them, but I do appreciate the shout out, and I do even think that your sort of call for, I'll use your word, spirituality, that thinking about what are the persistent base notes of commonality, of shared experience, of compassion, of, shall I dare say, love. The shared story that we build together, that we experience together, beyond a made for television, made for social media, political fight, those consistent base notes
that we can hear below the cacophonous treble are important to highlight, even as I focus a lot on the made-for-TV political fight that is so dearly important. But those deeper rhythms, I also appreciate you shouting out, Roger, and thanks for the call.
Well, it goes to the slow food movement that Michelle Obama talked about, going high when they go low.
Yeah.
Or we're trying to take the long view that Martin Luther King talked about, that the arc of justice is long,
yeah,
but bends towards justice.
We hope.
Just because Trump and his people want to do the immediate warlike thing of instant rice and instant whatever, I think the slow way of State Department diplomacy is much better than let's go fast with the war and kill everybody.
Yeah. Roger, I appreciate the call so much. Appreciate the wisdom that you share. Norma from Montgomery, Alabama. Thanks for calling from Montgomery.
Hi, Jefferson. I called yesterday and I thanked Senator Whitehouse for his speech on the floor.
Yeah.
I turned around and I called Tom Tillis, the Republican, and thanked him for standing up.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to call and talk to representatives.
Yep.
I can't talk to mine because it's not allowed, because I'm not a Republican. But I think that if also you stop and think about the Speaker of the House, this bill is going back to him. He is a Catholic from Louisiana. The people in Louisiana are very upset over this because they know they're going to lose everything they need to stand on their own two feet. And I think that everybody who is Catholic should call their priest and ask them, how much will their churches be able to help these people who have no health care and no food and no shelter and no power?
Yep.
It gets hot down here. I'm hiding from the heat now.
Yep.
But, you know, if you don't even have it, if power bills go up and you die from heat stroke here in the South, or you freeze to death up north in the winter, how are we going to help all of these people without anything? So it's up to us, we the people. I worked for Bernie. He always said, not me, us.
Yep.
You've got to get out there and call and pick up your phone. You can go through the Senate list, pull up who is in the Senate and who's up for reelection, and call them and tell them, call these Republicans and call these people who are Catholic. If you look up their sites, they will tell you what their religion is.
Yep.
And call them and ask them, if you think that you're such a good Christian, why are you going to starve children and elderly people? No meals on wheels, no money for the food bank, no school lunches,
Capital Switchboard.
No healthcare.
Capital Switchboard's 202-224-3121. I'll say it again, 202-224-3121. I'll say it one more time, U.S. Capital Switchboard, 202-224-3121. I also like your idea of calling religious leaders and people who profess to be religious to call for a higher morality. Thank you so much, Mama.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will take up the mega bill after it passed the Senate in a tied vote, mostly along party lines.
The yeas are 50.
Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote for what the president calls the one big beautiful bill. It follows a marathon session in the Senate and party infighting over massive cuts to programs like Medicaid to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy.
Exhausted senators voted from their seats more than 26 hours after they began a round-the-clock series of votes to tweak the massive bill. In the end, three Republicans voted against it: Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, and Rand Paul of Kentucky. Paul complained about the bill's $5 trillion debt ceiling increase, while Collins and Tillis focused on the measure's Medicaid provisions. Both of those issues now hang over the bill as it heads back to the House.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, President Trump praising the bill's passage in the Senate. He's expecting to sign the measure by July 4th if it passes in the House. This is ABC News.